This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Facebook is going to have to choose where to put its new data center, New Mexico or Utah. The social media company stores its users' uploads, mostly millions and millions of photos, on servers. Communities want these data centers because they can inject cash back into the hosting community. Albuquerque Business First Joe Cardillo spoke with KUNM's Anna Landy about the tug of war for Facebook's bid.
You know, Facebook hasn't really said a lot about why they're looking at these two locations. They've basically just said they're always looking at additional capacity for their data centers. You know, New Mexico's on the radar, Utah's on the radar. There's probably some different kinds of economic incentives on the table in terms of tax subsidies, as a lot of folks have reported on. You know, Utah is certainly a little more contentious in that than New Mexico, where there's some stuff on the table, but it's not really caused any particular issues, and there's not a lot of information on exactly what those subsidies are.
Utah was initially offering Facebook $240 million in tax incentives to sweeten the pot. What happened there?
You know, Utah essentially is offering, kind of a combination of tax subsidies. And there's a bunch of different actors involved in that, right? You've got, you know, some counties, you've got some cities, you've got, school boards that are involved. And so they all have sort of different opinions about, you know, the role of this particular project and what it might do for their economy. The suburb of West Jordan, which is where they're looking at locating this particular data center, there's not a ton of space. It's already kind of expanding, and so there's some questions about what that space is going to be used for versus here, where we certainly don't have quite those same concerns. There's probably lots of space for a Facebook data center.
So what have we offered?
Well, that's a little bit under the radar at this point. The Village of Las Lunas has reportedly, negotiated and already approved what's called an industrial revenue bond for Facebook to build a data center of up to six phases. But, you know, the way that they work is that company says, hey, I've got this big capital project. I'm going to, do construction. I'm going to, add equipment or add a location. The company then gives the project over to a local government. They issue this bond, and then the city or the village or the county leases that project back for the term of the bond. You know, it could be 10, 20, 30 years. Don't know what the numbers are behind that. And so far, the Village of Las Lunas has declined to comment, as well as economic development officials in the state.
So what would it mean for Las Lunas in the state if Facebook decides to put the data center here?
Well, the attorney general and the congressional delegation and, some business leaders have all said, hey, this is a good project. It would certainly increase construction jobs initially. The actual project itself, the data center isn't going to create a lot of jobs, somewhere in the neighborhood of 50, but it could potentially, put the state on the map in terms of a place where, people go, why did a Facebook choose to locate there? I think one thing that is very clear is that they are expanding their capabilities in this area. And Facebook has also made it pretty clear that renewable energy is a big part of their goal and their portfolio.
When are we going to know?
Everybody's pretty much keeping the word under, but I think if you look at the filings in both Utah and New Mexico, it's pretty clear that something like this is going to take about a year to build. So, I think you're looking at a decision most likely in the next month, 2 months.
All right. Well, thank you, Joe.
Yeah, no problem.
Joe Cardillo is a business intelligence reporter for Albuquerque Business First. He spoke with KUNM's Anna Landy. You can find links to his reporting on KUNM.org.